Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com.
Ooh, he always been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. Usually I put something on TV so we never think.
Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Where talk is fun.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. It's My Talk 107.1. That's where you can find where we're streaming, get our app, do all the things, take us anywhere.
Santa stops.
Santa stops. Yeah, that starts this week. And looks like we've got Hero Home Services in Bloomington on Wednesday with Colleen and Bradley, noon to 3. So check them out. We have another one on Friday we'll tell you about in a little bit, too. Yeah, you can check all that out there, too. I'm Alexis Thompson, Don McLean, Kenny, all with you this morning. Jason's not feeling well.
Yeah.
So, hope he feels much, much better. And lots of TV. Guys, we're going to get into a bunch of this. We've got Great British Bake Off, Drag Race, the finale for the UK. What was that? It's season 3, right?
Yes.
That finale. Mm-hmm. Don, you'll have to tell us all about that and see who won. My prediction, let's see if I was right. And Dexter as well.
Ooh.
I have two episodes to talk to you about because, wow. And then last night, oh my gosh, this is one of the best shows on TV. Ever.
Dexter?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say that?
For sure. I mean, for me, yes.
Yes.
It's all subjective, but you know.
Yeah, it is, for sure. Yeah. And then, of course, Great British Bake Off, the finale. We got to talk about that. So this is a spoiler right now, kind of blanket.
Yes. Spoiler alert for all of those things. But don't, if you hear us starting to talk about something, just turn away for a little bit.
Yes, yes. And then come right back. Come right back. Because we've got to talk about the finale of Great British Bake Off. A few questions I have for you, Dawn, because I was talking to a friend who hates the hosts and thinks there's no chemistry.
Oh, right.
And they think they're just too funny and they're bored and that they should leave.
I wonder
if you feel... I don't feel that strongly about them. I don't like Matt as much, but I love Noel.
I love Noel. I mean, but I've always enjoyed him. He's like a great British comedian. I've watched a lot of shows he's been in and
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So who could he be with that would be really fun? I mean, or maybe it's just him. Or does he need someone to play off?
Would Ricky Gervais, like, lower himself to be the one of the hosts? I mean, that would be a dream.
Dynamite.
Yeah.
Ooh, what a good idea, Dawn.
Come on, maybe I should start a petition.
Oh, yeah, I'll sign it for sure.
Change.org, except I don't know. We shouldn't take it to Congress, should we?
Yeah.
That's what change.org is for. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we'll just, you know, keep it. We'll see how it goes with that.
We'll keep love bombing the network.
We'll just, yeah.
BBC, come on. We're Americans, but we want what we want.
Yes, we do. Uh-huh. But, okay, here's the blanket. Here's the winner. Our guy, Giuseppe.
Giuseppe!
Yes!
Oh! Now, if you're in a house with somebody who doesn't want Giuseppe to win and want someone else, it's kind of sad because I was like, yes, yes. And MC was like, oh, because he really wanted Chiggs to win.
Yeah, Chiggs made the biggest transformation.
He
and
did.
And that's what you want to see. Giuseppe was like the train that just kept going. Same speed, nice and steady. Boom, 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 boom. And then, yeah, then there's Chiggs who, and he also helped everyone along the way.
He really
did.
That's
a big deal.
So this is the first time I've really, actually not the first time, but, you know, they voted overall. They really did. Because the finale, when they got to the finals, I mean, Giuseppe burnt his buns.
He did.
And that wasn't good. He did okay on the first challenge. He kind of squeaked through, but he had the great flavors. They liked it. So one of the challenges he didn't do well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he came in third.
Yeah, but Chiggs kind of did well in all of them.
That's true.
So if you were looking at just that weekend,
It
probably should have been Chiggs, but I think that they just recognized he overall was the best baker.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I want. I don't want it's just down to this one and some.
Did you have a good weekend or not?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was so happy that he won because he also, so at the end of every finale of Great British Bake Off, they have videos that their family and friends have taped.
Right.
And his dad, who's not doing well health-wise,
yeah,
got on and said, "You're a better baker than me." And then Giuseppe started to tear up.
Oh, he started crying. I know. He just stopped talking.
Yes,
his dad was a baker in Italy from the time he was little and just like an excellent, like, supreme baker. They showed some of his bakes.
Oh my gosh, that little ship thing?
He built like this ship that had, you know, I mean, like an old ship that has
like
sails.
Sparrows.
Yes, yes, an old timey ship that looked very realistic. And I mean, the dude, I guess, was a great baker, and so he always wanted to make his dad proud.
And he got the validation right there. I thought, oh, that's amazing.
It is.
And they're going to write a book together.
Oh, I know. I've got to buy that.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
The Best Italian Bakes. I want that book.
That tiramisu that he made?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So, so good.
Yeah.
Now, here's my other thing as I'm watching this, because I did a Google of Christelle. Because once her focaccia was raw, I was like, you're out,
girl.
Oh,
I knew right then when she was making it, because I've made that several times. I'm like, you need to really beat that dough to death, like for 20 minutes.
Oh.
You have to stretch and beat the dough to get the gluten, you know, going.
Activated.
And then that's what activates, you know, the rise in it. So you have bubbles in between and you have to let it rise. Like it's at least 40 minutes to let your focaccia bread rise.
Yeah, they couldn't even bite into it. It was that bad.
It was so, and there was so much oil. Ugh.
Ugh, yeah. But I Googled just to see. Christelle and Chiggs both single.
Oh, they're both single.
Want
them to get together?
I want them to date. And then you saw Christelle's sisters, and I was like, those are like the most beautiful. They're so beautiful.
I know.
And then I was like, ooh, Chiggs and Christelle. Okay, come on, right?
Uh-huh.
Because Chiggs is really cute. I mean, all three of them. They got rid of Jurgen. And he was definitely
a shocker.
When he was working with that beet juice, and his hands were all bloody.
Yeah.
I mean,
the opera cake where he stabbed the middle and said, it's death at the opera.
It's death at the opera. Oh my gosh, I was laughing so hard. Took pictures.
Because you knew that Jason was just
dying
off the couch.
Oh
laughing.
My gosh. Yep. Yes. Oh, so I don't know. Maybe that's just, we'll see. Maybe.
Oh gosh, she's putting
some
that
love
out.
In the air.
She wants them to get together.
A second chance or a first chance. First chance romance.
Yeah.
Ooh-hoo. That would be fun, I think.
Okay. Oh, when they make beautiful babies.
Oh my gosh, yes! Yes!
I got her going again, Kenny.
Maybe in the meantime. What, they taped that like how long ago? Maybe they found some love in between, but.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that would be kind of fun, I have to admit. Anyway,
maybe they should combine two formulas into one show.
Yeah.
Cooking and dating.
Oh.
A baking dating show.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh, let's talk to Bobby Flay. He just signed a big ass deal.
I don't want him involved.
I'm just kidding.
He's the biggest turnoff ever.
He is. No, we'd go to Guy for that. Don't you think? We'd give him that.
Yeah.
We don't want to get all the good ideas to
right.
What's his face? Okay, so there you go. Hey, were you happy with the outcome? Let us know. Tweet us, Dawn at Dark, Lex and the Cities. Kenny, no to Kenny.
Don't tweet Kenny. He doesn't watch it and he doesn't want your tweets.
Okay. Yeah, I just muted a couple people during this discussion.
You did?
Because they added you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, we've got something to give away, too, which we'll do in the next segment. Does that sound good, Dawn?
Yeah, sounds
good.
Okay,
we'll do that and tell you all about that when we come back. It's Jason and Alexis on MyTalk 107.1.
A great smile is worth $1 million, right, friends?
How about 10 million?
Sure, Lex.
But does it have to cost $1 million?
Not if your dentist is Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental. She's the best. Dr. Amy is also one of 10 accredited cosmetic dentists in the state of Minnesota.
And doesn't she take like 1 million hours of continuing education classes every year just to stay up to date?
Yeah, well, not 1 million, but at least 75 hours. She's the best. And she really wants to help all of you get the best smile possible.
Now through the end of the year, Dr. Amy is offering $1,000 savings when you commit to a minimum of 4 porcelain veneers. So many of Dr. Amy's patients take advantage of this offer. You will love the way you look with your new smile, and you get to save money while doing it.
It's so easy. Just go to Hughes-Dental.com and click on the free video consult request.
It's the perfect time to get a new smile with fall events right around the corner, you know? And be sure to let the team know you heard about Hughes Dental from your friends at MyTalk.
Again, that's Hughes-Dental.com.
Want me to hold on to your time?
Jason and Alexis, MyTalk 107.1, MyTalk107.1.com. That's where we're streaming live. Of course, you can catch all of our podcasts, including news from the Krabby Coffee Shop with Kenny and Dawn. It's Jason and Alexis right now, though. I'm Alexis, Dawn, and Kenny. Good morning, everyone. You guys have... did you guys have a new episode last week?
Of course.
What'd you guys talk about?
I don't know. Kenny, what did we talk about?
Yeah. Skydiving.
Oh gosh.
I need to go listen to that. Yes.
Bugging out. And since we spoke on Wednesday, Dawn,
there
have been a lot of portable houses popping up on the ice, 4 to 5 inches.
Alexis.
Is it cold enough?
I have to send you a video that Kenny took. He sent it to me of him walking out on the ice.
It's on
going,
Twitter. I put it on.
Oh, you put it on Twitter, too?
I'll look for it.
Yeah. He's like, it's 3 inches. I hope this is good enough. And he keeps walking. And then there's the sound of a crack that it's like reverberates underneath. It is the scariest sound ever. And I was dying.
Whoa. Did you already pull your house out on there?
No, I haven't had time.
Good.
Oh my gosh.
You haven't had time to die.
I was walking on the ice, though, Dawn, on a ditch that had flowing water. And there was, I don't know, a couple inches of ice. And I, like, every 3 steps I went through. And but it's, knee deep, so it didn't matter. I had hip boots on. But it's such a pain in the ass pulling your foot out of the ice when you go through.
Why did you keep walking? Go back to the shore. What are you doing?
It's a ditch, and it's hard to climb the bank. You have to walk the ice until you find a gentle slope.
Did you hit the bottom, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody wants to go through the ice. I mean, we're all waiting until
it seems
safe.
Like you do, because you...
and I haven't seen any... I haven't seen any ATVs on the ice, so everybody's just pulling their portables out, and
those lightweight,
they're
aluminum.
They're plastic floors and canvas sides.
Okay,
so it's like a tent with a plastic floor.
Okay.
Yeah.
It feels too early, Kenny.
It's good. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Tolls, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
No, it's not too early.
Ooh,
just
are you doing
check
your
the
spear
ice before you go.
Hunting? I mean,
spear hunting.
Your spear fishing?
Oh, that's right. He does that as well.
And that's what I got ready. So that's I'm ready all to ready go. To go. Yeah, I spent the weekend, a part of the weekend getting ready.
Nice.
So I'm loaded up and ready as soon as we have safe enough ice to drive the four-wheeler, the ATV on. I'll be out there. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, there you
go. Do you ever just go for a joyride on the ATV?
Not much anymore. No.
Okay.
No, it's, we do that with the side by side where we'll just go out and ride around
you
the woods.
You have a side by side?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous. Man.
And, and a small ATV too. Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun to be the passenger there.
Yeah. We don't want to do any of the work. Yeah. We just want to ride.
And to drive it too, but just something about just sitting there in that little bullet, just like, I'm going on a ride. You just feel like a big kid. That's ATV. They're just so cool.
They are.
Oh, I love it. Oh, that's fun. I just can't believe there's enough ice at all.
Oh, and I'm getting criticized, Dawn. I'm getting criticized by our producer, Ross.
Why?
Who is on Twitter, who is shocked that I don't like camping.
Oh, right.
And I have
you said that.
And
I
guess I didn't explain myself on the podcast why I don't like camping. So we can kill a few minutes with that coming up on Wednesday.
Okay, great.
Ooh.
Because I have legitimate reasons for not.
Is it bears?
You'll have to watch.
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Okay. Listen.
Watch.
BrunchLogic.com.
No. News from the Krabby. Yeah. News from the Krabby Coffee Shop found on GarageLogic.com.
It has its own feed, too, now.
Cool.
Oh. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Well, there you go. I'm definitely going to listen to the ice fishing and skydiving episode because. That there's probably a lot going on there.
There's a lot of been a lot of talk on Twitter, Lexis, that our friend Dawn is more than willing to throw herself out the open door of an airplane.
But she's done it like 100 times, right?
Right. Yeah, 100, 300, 500, 1,000, once. It doesn't matter. She threw herself out the door, an open door of an airplane, but she won't walk on a lake that has 4 or 5 inches of ice, and it's only, you know, a few feet deep.
Yeah, or walk through an aquarium.
Yeah.
She had to be in a full panda costume with her eyes closed and me guiding her just to get her through the Minnesota Super Project Down and Dirty that year.
It's true. True story.
Oh, but hey, we cover things, right?
Yes.
It happens. It does. Just like... Drag Race.
Yeah.
And I had to stop watching because after my two queens left on the same episode. Now, granted, they didn't do very well, so I get it. But the finale for RuPaul's Drag Race UK season 3, that happened.
It did happen.
Are we happy?
Spoiler alert here. Mm-hmm. Got a text from Jason over the weekend about, he's like, did you watch the finale of Drag Race? And I'm like, yes. And he goes, Colin is livid. Okay.
So Kitty didn't win.
No. Kitty didn't win. So the final three were Crystal Versace.
Okay.
Kitty Scott Claus.
Okay.
And Elle Vidae.
Oh, Elle Vidae made it. Okay.
She is great. She really is pretty outstanding. She ended up winning. She had 4 Rupeter badges.
Oh, she won?
No, she didn't.
Oh. No.
Yeah, the 19-year-old Crystal Versace one.
Oh.
Which is so disappointing. I was like, what?
Okay, did she just kill it in the finals episodes after?
No, there was always some type of hurdle she had to get through, and then she would always have a good performance, but she was, you know, she had struggles, but she always ended up learning the moves and doing things. She's not a good dancer, but she would turn it out.
I remember that. She had to get help from everyone else.
Yeah, she really doesn't have a easy time remembering choreography, and she kind of has to practice over and over again, so I guess RuPaul saw the tenacity, you know, and... I don't know. I think she made too many mistakes. I mean, if anything, you know, either one of the other two I thought were deserving. But this is, to me, I was insulted I was like, I'm insulted for you two because they acted like they were so happy. They're like, oh, she totally deserves it. We're so happy for her, you know.
Yeah, because that's inside, the way they are. They're raging.
Oh, I was, I was disappointed.
Wow. So what do you think about Versace Crystal? That is it age? Were they looking? Because, you know, you can kind of look back, right, at every season and go, okay, they picked that. That's the gothic one. It's been a while.
Yeah.
This one's true. I'm not saying that they're tokens, I am saying, like, they want some diversity in the other two winners from the other seasons.
She was the youngest.
Yeah, maybe
ever
that's...
to win. Mm-hmm. So that is why, I think, because she has such potential. But to me, listen, I know it can't always be about, like, you've earned your stripes in this drag world.
Yeah.
Or anything like that, because, you know, some people have been doing drag for just a year. You know, I'm pretty sure Elle Vidé had just been doing it for a year. But she was an actor and a musical theater, like, been on, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Been on.
Is that Wicked? I don't know. It was UK, a big show.
Yes, yes. So she's doing well in the London scene of theater. Mm-hmm. And so, oh my gosh, RuPaul actually asked at one point, what do you say to people who criticize you for just being a failed actor who got into drag? And I'm like, what? Who is saying that?
Oh my gosh, was that the podcast when they...
No, it's whenever they interview them at the end.
Yeah.
And I guess that's something that people say to drag queens who have an acting, singing, musical theater background.
I guess.
She's like, terrible. It doesn't bother me at all because last year I did this and this and this, and next year I'm already slated to do this, so I'm actually not a failed actor. I was like, good for you.
Wow. Did RuPaul look embarrassed?
No, I think that, it seemed like it was coming from Ru, but I think it was just, they read a lot of comments online. They really do pay attention to what the fans are saying. And so, you know, jealous people who don't like other people to succeed, which isn't going to do anything for them.
No.
You know, it's like, you're not there, you know, it doesn't. Anyway,
the haters.
I'm hating on Crystal Versace for winning, though.
I am too.
I don't see it. I think that she will be great later.
Yeah.
But
or Kitty. At least have Kitty. Maybe
Kitty is the funniest.
Hilarious.
British queens, they have to be funny.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what they do.
Do you think she was too similar to the last season's winner?
Lawrence Chaney. Yeah.
Maybe something.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Drag Race UK. Hey, we have something to give away.
We do.
Yes.
This is really cool. We have a 4-pack of tickets to Minneapolis's Holiday Boutique at the Minneapolis Convention Center, December 10th to 12th. A 4-pack of tickets, so you get to give some to your friends or family. Ooh. So give us a call right now, 651-641-1071.
What color you want, Dawn?
I want color 4.
Okay, good luck. When we come back, let's talk Dexter. That's next.
Jason and Dawn, did either of you know that St. Mary's University has a Bachelor in Science degree in Applied Psychology now?
You mean St. Mary's University right here in the Twin Cities?
Yes, I did hear that. And it's fully online, too, so it's a great option for busy working adults. There's such a demand for careers in counseling, social services, school psychology, and human resources that a degree in applied psychology can provide the foundational knowledge needed.
The best part is that this is a degree completion program, meaning you can transfer past credits. Also, you can earn college credit using work and life experience. And you can complete this program in as few as 2 years.
So cool. I've heard great things about St. Mary's University. Their faculty and staff really become your allies on your educational journey. They are there and want you to succeed. How can someone learn more?
Just go to smumn.edu or enter my talk keyword St. Mary's.
Happy Monday. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. I'm Alexis. Dawn Kenny here with you this morning. Jason isn't feeling great today, so he is off, hopefully in bed, having some soup and...
Yeah, stay away. I mean, he isn't here anyway, but you know, you can't get away with doing a TV show sick.
Oh, right.
I mean,
maybe the
we
radio.
Can kind of fake it.
True.
We can, like, you know, have a moment during commercial breaks, but
I
you can't
to him.
Fake it.
He was really congested.
Yeah.
So that can be, ugh. But I guess he's been feeling that way since Thanksgiving. Oh. Yeah. Oh. So hopefully.
So this isn't liquor around. Related.
It's not liquor related.
No. Oh. I mean, it might be.
Oh, God. Yeah. Can you imagine if he just works. Kept on drinking?
Yeah,
he works through those issues. Yeah,
oh, that's true. He's a pro.
Yeah,
way better than I handle it. Takes days to recover now.
Oh God,
I'm
that's why I don't drink anymore.
Yeah, I get it.
It's too hard to recover.
Yeah. Hey, we got some fun tweets about some of the other things we talked about. Let's just open my Twitter. Yeah. Sorry, Michelle. We didn't talk about this, but Freya and Lizzie went on a road trip, and we saw snippets of that at the end of Great British Bake Off.
That was great.
Wasn't that fun? They visited everyone.
I know.
And did a whole bunch of stuff. And then there was Jürgen with his sons and their trombones.
Right. Right.
You're like, they pulled out the trombones.
Oh, like, can you be any nerdier?
Yes.
No, no offense to our trombone players out there, but I was a band nerd, I must say. So.
Okay, yes. Hey, it was just funny because, you know, of course, with the way Jace especially watched the show. And then Leslie said she's back to Food Network and Bobby Flay and their deal that they finally came to. She says, I'm totally shocked at Food Network and that they gave in to Bobby Flay because when it was announced, the internet showed their hate for him.
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't bring that up, and that's so true.
Yeah, they don't like him. They don't want him. But you know what? Here's the thing. We might not like him, but as we know in radio, if the ratings are good, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they could be hate watching.
You're still going to have a job. So ratings must be good.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding.
And he's chuckling over there.
Yeah.
Care to elaborate?
No. I'm good.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
Moving right along to ice cracking. Megan says that ice cracking is a thing of nightmares.
Yes.
Many awful memories from ice fishing as a kid. Count me out. Yeah, I completely agree. No.
Poor little Megan was forced to ice fish as a child.
One time I fell in both legs and they had to lift me up from my armpits just to get me out.
Alexis?
How do you fall into a hole? It's like 8 inches around.
No. On the way to the hole.
Oh.
It was
thin ice.
Yeah, it was a thin ice, but it was still deep enough I couldn't touch the bottom.
Right.
You know those chopsticks that you use as a kid to practice and there's that little nubbin at the end?
Yeah.
I felt like that. Just like, I couldn't do a thing. Just stuck in there.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, but yeah, great memories. Lots of stuff. My dad would get in our van and we'd just free fly all and just get all over the place. Oh, that was so fun.
In the van on the ice?
On the ice. Oh, yeah. It was so fun.
Yeah.
What about you, Kenny? What were you going to say?
Those are fun kind of, that's kind of fun redneck hijinks. Dawn's holding her hand.
Yeah, she's like, oh, no. Oh,
I had to get the memory that I didn't have, but Alexis put a memory in my head that I didn't
just
have.
Just get out there and put your foot to the floor and just spin around and slide and have a good old time.
Yes, we should try it this winter. Dawn, let's do it.
He's already said, you're coming ice fishing with me, right? And I'm like, absolutely not. No.
I'm wondering, though, with Megan, that she was scarred so bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that she was sitting in a fish house and the ice cracked under the house and through the hole, you know, the hole's yay big around. And sometimes that happens and you can see the crack go right through. And then when that happens, water kind of comes up on the surface of the ice. That might be traumatic for some people.
Oh, I think you're onto something. She just tweeted us. It's in her dad's luxury fish house.
Yeah.
She was forced. She says, leave me alone, Dawn.
Oh, my God. I was sympathizing with you.
Oh, yeah. If you have memories like that, please tweet us. We want to know.
Yeah.
Right, Dawn? Dawn and Dark, Lex and the Cities.
Maybe I don't want to.
Okay, maybe not Dawn. Okay, but me, I want to hear about them because
Kenny does
I gotta
too.
And Dawn and Kenny too. Come on, Kenny.
Well, why not?
Yeah. Okay, Dexter. We got to talk about Dexter.
Oh.
I'm two episodes from talking about it with you guys. Dawn!
Oh, this is really getting tense and weird.
It is.
It really is.
Okay.
So what did you think about, do you want to go back to the one you watched before? Because I don't think Jason and I talked about it.
Oh,
we never
didn't.
Got to it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I was like, I don't want to be redundant here. But okay, this show, what's great about it is you think they're going to zig and then they zag.
That's very true.
It's so hard to guess what was going on. Now, in this last episode, I did guess who the kind of overarching story
and who was doing it. Now, how he's going to get caught is a whole nother thing.
Well, you know, they thought they were going to fake us out by, you know, when they showed his eye through the peephole, I'm like, spoiler alert. You already know, though. That's Clancy Brown's eye.
Yes, it
is. Don't try to fool me and tell me it's the other oil magnet guy.
No.
We know because
you size-wise, he's bigger.
Yeah, it's just, no, you're not fooling us. I mean, we know that eye.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes. Well, and then when he had to give fingerprints to or blood to identify his son,
mm-hmm.
I thought, okay, maybe that's the issue.
Mm.
But did he actually FaceTime with his kid? That's the big question. I think he did, and Harrison has something to do with it.
What?
Yes. And the whole thing with his friend, the stabbing that went down at the school, had something to do with that. They were fighting about that because he had that kid, the nerdy kid who's bullied, help him. And he was wondering why. Why he needed to help him.
You mean like he did like a deep fake?
Like a CGI, something like
wow,
that.
Wow, that's, yeah, that's, I didn't think about that.
You can make a filter that looks like the kid and then say whatever you want. It's your face. And maybe he was trying to, you know, just because I think he's figured out his dad.
Oh, really?
And, that, and maybe he's been like watching his dad for a while now.
Well,
Dexter.
Now he got a drone, which I'm like, that is how he's going to find out his dad is a serial killer.
That, yes.
When
and
he gave him that drone, I was like, oh, hell no. We don't need a drone flying around following Dexter through the woods.
He also might find out Clancy.
Right.
Because he's out in the woods close.
He sure
is. Dexter heard that gunshot that one time.
That's true.
There's just so much. You're right. It's so tense. And then just figuring out where it's going. That's the beauty of the show.
Now, I do have a criticism. Were you here for the episode? Did we talk about how he got rid of the body?
No, because I was in that.
Okay.
Yeah,
this
two
second
episodes ago.
Okay.
Yep.
So I have a problem with that.
How did he? Yeah.
I've never seen that foundry or whatever it is before.
No.
Why didn't they set up that there's a person attached to it? Like, okay, this guy does this, or this is the incinerator where we throw all the trash. They didn't set that up at all. And it just kind of came out of nowhere. Like, oh, yeah, there's a big fiery
building
over there where you can dispose of anything. And then what about bone fragments? He's not worried about those being in there that somebody might see. It just seemed like sloppy writing, honestly.
You're so right. I was also thinking in that moment, too, how was nobody watching that?
Right. It's like, right in the middle of town. Like, what? You're just going to throw big bags at, like, I don't know.
And it people just would go, wait a second, what are you throwing in there? You can't, don't you have to pay for that? Or at least, yeah, it just feels like something that,
so
I agree completely.
Saying? Does he dismember the body?
Yeah, like, absolutely, of course.
Yes.
Of course, you say it like, and you don't have a.
Yeah, he put plastic in the room.
Kenny thinks,
does his business.
Yeah, he's a completely, like he does a kill room where he has plastic everywhere and taped, like with duct tape, the ceiling and everything, so there isn't any blood splatter. He wears a full hazmat suit so that there is nothing left behind, and it gets really gruesome in there.
Wow.
And it got real tense, Kenny, because
like a butcher shop.
Yeah, he duct tapes them down, and then he also gets a vial of their blood because he saves it.
Yeah.
A little
souvenir.
Yeah, a little
what
souvenir.
The hell?
Well, and then it got real tense, Kenny, because they decided to set up camp, the police officers, on his property. And right below the fire pit is where he put the body.
Yeah, he buried a hole next to the fire pit. So they're all just doing their search for this guy who's missing, but we know he's dead.
And they're right there.
He's right under their feet.
And then they call the dogs, and he's like, "Oh, crapper!
I got like we're bringing in dogs tomorrow." And he's like, "I gotta get that body out of there,
Dexter."
Yeah,
yeah.
So they're on to him.
No. They're not on to him.
Mm-mm.
No, Harrison, his son, we think might be on to him.
Oh, he knows. He knows everything. I think he does this kid. And he's got that dark side.
Yeah,
this is some
are they going to come together?
Meets Jeffrey Dahmer meets the clown guy. This is
Gacy.
This is twisted.
It
so
is.
Dark.
He only kills. So what happened to him?
Let you me root for him though.
So, well, maybe we should take
let's take a break,
and then we'll tell Kenny what happened to Dexter to make him this way.
Yes, okay, we'll do that when we come back. Jason Alexis, My Talk, 107.1. We're talking Dexter on Showtime, the latest episode. Welcome back, Jason Alexis in the morning, My Talk, 107.1, mytalk1071.com. Get that app, stream us anywhere. Take us anywhere. We're a cheap date and we love you.
Yeah.
I'm Alexis, Dawn, Kenny, hanging out with you this morning. Jason is under the weather, so he is at home resting.
Right.
Okay, we were talking Dexter.
Yes.
And how Dexter became who he is or who what he is. We're telling...
A serial killer.
Basically, we're trying to convince Kenny right
that
now...
That it's okay for us to watch this.
That it's okay to watch and maybe to watch himself.
Oh, yes.
What, first of all, what network, if I accidentally stumble upon this?
It's Showtime.
Oh, thank goodness I don't have Showtime.
Okay, well, what you can do, though, is add it to your Hulu, which is what I do when there's something I want to watch on Showtime, and then I cancel it. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
That's
you guys,
the way to do
I had to get a new card a month or two ago, and I never re-upped my Hulu subscription.
Oh.
And I don't miss it.
You're okay with that?
Oh, you're fine with it. Okay.
Were you watching that Oak?
That's on History Channel.
Oh, History.
The Curse of Oak Island. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What were you watching on Hulu? I'm trying to remember. What's on there?
I don't know, but I had that in HBO.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Understandable.
Okay. So Showtime and Dexter. What you asked about, he became a serial killer.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so Kenny, as a child, like, he's still in diapers. He's, like, 1.5 years old. I don't remember why it happened or who it was, but his parents were murdered in front of him.
Oh, Batman.
Inside of a train car. It was really brutal, a lot of blood. Like, he was sitting in blood for days as a little tiny tot. And they found him in this train car with his dead parents. So so the cop that was on the scene adopted him.
Okay.
So then as he grows up, he notices that this kid is really twisted and, you know, likes to dissect animals like all serial killers do.
Dahmer.
Yeah. So he decides, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach this kid how to not get caught. If he's going to do this, he's going to do it in the right way. And so as a cop, he knows how to not leave any evidence. And so that's what happens in his life.
And how to find the people who kind of slip through the cracks with the judicial system.
Right. So he says, if you're going to kill people, kill bad people.
Yes.
And so that's the only way that, you know, I can live with myself. And this is how you do it. So he's like a killer who kills other killers.
Yeah, like a vigilante.
Yeah. People have done much worse than he does.
And he's,
you're not buying it.
Come on, watch the show. Then you have to get Showtime. Yeah. I get it.
You'd have to go back. How many seasons were there?
Six
or seven? Yeah.
Oh, seven, maybe seven. Yeah. Yeah, there's a few. Maybe watch the first season and the fourth season and then just skip to now.
Yeah.
Maybe watch a recap or something.
And you don't have any issues living with yourself, enjoying watching him kill other people. And I bring this up because the first time I tried to sample Sopranos, I lasted three episodes and I couldn't do it because it was glorifying just these awful, awful, horrible people. And then, of course, I went back and became addicted and watched every second of it.
That's what happens.
But I never really felt right about it because they're just awful, awful people.
Yeah, you kind of get over the shock of it. And then you're in it. You're like, I'm in on the ride here.
Now, would I ever approve of somebody killing other people, even if they are killers? Absolutely not.
But now you're telling me that he's got a room where he dissects them, basically.
Yeah. I mean,
and this reminds me of, have you ever seen the movie?
He used to dump them in the ocean.
The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yes. That's a great movie and
the foreign version I like much better than the English-speaking version. But that's the same thing where this weirdo has this room in his basement where they get tied up and basically cut up and dissected and tortured and the whole
Yeah. Dexter just wants it to be easier to dispose of the bodies because he would wrap them up in like little packages,
it's each piece,
and then he would just dump them in the ocean. He would go out on his boat and dump them in the ocean.
Yeah, because he was in Miami for the first go round. Now he's in the woods.
And how does this pay? Does he have a job?
Oh, yeah. He used to be. So this is what's interesting about Dexter is that before this season, the whole first six seasons, he is a blood spatter expert for the police department.
So he
can look at blood spat and tell and reinvent and know exactly how they were killed, which way they were facing, who it probably was.
And so that's how he's figuring out his son right now.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't quite telling the truth about what just happened at school because of the blood spatter. So, yeah. And you know what? You're also reminding me I probably need to cancel Hulu too.
Oh, how are you watching Showtime?
Handmaid's Table is our Handmaid's Tale. Table. Handmaid's Table. That's over.
That's a different show.
That's a different
it's
one.
On the Food Network.
Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you a poop story next.
Yes. Beautiful.